The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Crabs can be found all over the world's oceans and throughout the freshwater systems on land. Despite the crustaceans' apparent success, you'd think their odd body shape and rigid shells would make mating physically difficult. In order to grow and increase their size, crabs must first molt and shed their exoskeleton. And it is only during this molting period, when the new shell hasn't yet hardened, that most crab species mate. In the spring breeding season, adult crabs typically attract one another using pheromones or chemical scents. In some species, such as the blue crab, males will release pheromones and then use their claws to fan the scents toward prospective females. And some crabs are the perfect gentlemen. You see, not only do crabs mate when they are soft-shelled, they often are eaten since they are quite vulnerable. So a male of the species called the paddle crab will find a mate who is ready to molt, pick her up, and carry her away to safety. Then he waits until she's lost her shell and proceeds to mate with her, all the while protecting her from any other suitors as well as prospective predators out for a quick and squishy meal.
The 90-Second Naturalist is brought to you by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business at the University of Cincinnati. GrowYourFamilyBusiness.com.